It was there also back in the year of 2020, the first year of COVID. And this is his second one, and he's just fantastic and such a great guy.
Yeah, you must be delighted, though, with it, the fact that he's done so well and he's playing with one of the top clubs. They had a massive win in their semi-final against the Brisbane Lions, so they're going into this looking good for the final.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're top of the league over there this year, and you know, Mac has played practically every one of those games. And you know, it's just great for him, and hopefully they'll bring home the canister with them as such, okay? Yeah. And it's just fantastic for him, and you know, it couldn't be happening to a better guy. He's such a great ambassador for us here, and for I suppose all of Kerry and all of Ireland out in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he's when he got first, he went in with there was the host family, okay?
Mm.
And I think now he has a second mummy and daddy over there. Like, no, they were back here some years ago, and you know, I remember speaking to them there, and they spoke very highly of Mark.
Yeah, yeah. He's put serious work in. It's not an easy thing, and there's lots of Irish fellas have gone out there, and lots of Irish women going out there now playing in the women's AFL. But lots of effort has to go in. You have to make the switch from being an amateur sports person to a professional sports person. Not many make it to the top level. So it's a testament, I suppose, to the work he's put in, Sean.
No, absolutely. I mean, like, sure, he made the first team on his first year out there, which was incredible. I mean, like, I think he was only out there about probably like 6 months, and he was on the first team. But sure, that's his Mac feel, like, you know, I mean, like, sure, I know Mac since he was a young lad, okay, and both families we're very close, okay, with Mac. You know, he's played with my own young fellow through the primary school and public school. Like, I mean, like, he was involved in all the Courtney Breeze and the Hogan Cups. He was man of the match for two of the Hogan Cups.
Yeah.
He got his two All-Ireland minor medals, man of the match in one of them. So, you know, he's just incredible. Like, if you just see him there back, you know, back in Clinicroft Park, and those high-feeling balls, sure, he was just magical.
Yeah, yeah. It was always a possibility he was going to go there and do well, Sean, which is what's happened.
It was, and we wished him all the best. Like, he was a major loss to not only to Dingle, but to Kerry. But like, everyone in the club wished him the best, and just hoped, you know, there was no soul grapes that he went. Like, we looked to have him, but look, that was his choice, and that's what he wanted to do. And we wished him all the best. And I know he wishes to come back to us, and hopefully we'll have him back in the not too distant future.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. How much could you do with him at home against East Kerry on Sunday in the championship?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, like, he'd be the ace card, I suppose.
Yeah, he certainly would. Listen, I know you keep in touch. I don't know if any of his family are gone out or could go out to support
his brother John took off here yesterday. He was flying from London. I think he's going to get out there on Friday morning, and he'll be out for the game on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be, and everyone else will be trying to watch it and get up in the early hours of the morning, I'd say, Sean, to keep a close eye on it. And hope he came on in the semi-final for Max Holmes, who was out with a hamstring, played well in that. I know Holmes is trying to get back fit, and as things stand is named, he's on the, they call it the emergencies, but he's on the bench basically. He'll be one of the first to go in, I'd imagine, if it happens.
Yeah, he will be. Yeah, like, if there's any injury, hopefully he'll get playing time. And like, as I said, he has played 22 games this year already, like, played every one of them.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Zach Toohey from Laois is there as well. He's playing his 250th game in Australian rules, which is an incredible achievement. You go back to 2005 and Ty Kennelly, the only Irishman ever to win a grand final, being a grand final winning team. Hopefully that Mark can add to that and be another Kerry man winning a grand final as well tomorrow.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I mean, I suppose that was Max's ambition when he was out there, right? And he wouldn't one of those. Like, but sure, look, he has done incredibly well.
Yeah, yeah. And only 25. He's young yet, Sean.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sean, how are things going otherwise? You've got a game in the County Championship round three. You're looking forward to a quarter final. I know you've been doing a lot of fundraising as well at the club.
Yeah, we're. We look, with the match on Sunday, we're looking forward to that. And then we have the We had the win at home in Dingle. We have just a handful of tickets now left, probably only about, I'd say about 10 or 20, well, about maybe 20 tickets left. And we've sold, we capped the tickets at 12,000. So, yeah, we're, you know, we're just wrapping it up now, and we're having the draw on Friday, the 7th of October, and that's being held on the Skellig. It'll be a live draw. It'll be streamed also.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, good luck with that. And Sean, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Okay. Bye.